June 25th, George Orwell, Etonian and Down and Out. On this day in 1903, English writer Eric Blair, whose pen name was George Orwell, was born. The man whose writings gave us some of the best known terms for a dystopian future, such as Big Brother, Cold War, and Room 101, not to mention 1984, wrote some chilling predictions of the future. Orwell came from a relatively poor family, but won a scholarship to Eton. He never felt he really fitted in at Eton. After the Second World War, he became known to the wider public through his books of political satire. Animal Farm and 1984 were the most famous. Much of his life and his writing was given to highlighting the struggles of underprivileged people, such as portrayed in his book Down and Out in Paris and London, which is a pretty good read even today. He probably knew this poem by Thomas Hardy about a meeting of struggling people at the railway station Upway. There is not much that I can do, for I've no money that's quite my own, spoke up the pitying child, a little boy with a violin, at the station before the train came in. But I can play my fiddle to you, and a nice one 'tis, and good in tone. The man in the handcuffs smiled. The constable looked, and he smiled too, as the fiddle began to twang. And the man in the handcuffs suddenly sang with grimful glee, "This life so free is the thing for me." And the constable smiled and said no word, as if unconscious of what he heard. And so they went on till the train came in, the convict, the boy with the violin. Today I will remember that there are probably many struggling people around me whom I should try to identify and to help.